Two thoughts. The first we heard in the gospel passage that we read outside. Jesus tells them to go and get this donkey, this colt. And when they ask the guy, when the guy asks, why do you need it? You're to say one simple thing. The master has need of it. The master has need of it. And so they go up into Jerusalem and they talk to this man who they've never seen before, who they've never met, and say, we need your donkey. And they say, why? It's because the master has need of it. And I think there's so often in our experience with God where we get frustrated and confused, and it's like, Lord, what do you want to do with me? Like, what's going on here? And like, if we can just simplify a little bit and hear the Lord say, the master has need of it, maybe my will can actually match up with the Lord's will. The master has need of it. Thy will be done, Lord. I want to say yes to you, and whatever it is that you're inviting me into, the master has need of it. But today we get to see all these characters that come about in the gospel, this long passion. We get to see Peter on full display. We get to meet the women of Jerusalem. We see the Roman soldiers and Pilate. We see Jesus mocked, the king of the Jews. And all this comes about, and the disciples who were the ones that Jesus chose, they weren't there at the cross with him. They weren't there. But Jesus, on the night of the Last Supper, gives us something of a blueprint of what it looks like to live the Christian life. He takes the bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it. We hear those words every time we come to Mass. He takes the bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it. This is the pattern of our own lives, that the Lord takes us. He chooses us to be with him. We have that popular series now, The Chosen, which 10 out of 10 recommend. You should watch it. The title alone tells you what it's about. It's not about Jesus, actually. He's the main character, no doubt. But it's about the chosen, the people, the men, the women that Jesus chose to be with him. You're chosen by virtue of you being in this church. Like, you wouldn't be here unless God somehow or another has made a claim on your life. He takes us, he chooses us, and he blesses us, that from the moment of your baptism, you were made holy, that you were consecrated out of the world, set apart from the world, and set apart for God. You've been chosen, you have been blessed, and the ugly side of Christianity is that you've been broken, that we live in a fallen world. I don't know the crosses that you carry, the things that you hold in your hearts, the ways that you're misunderstood, the past, the hard things of your life, but there's a certain breaking that happens. And the Lord can use it. The Master has need of it. And then finally, your life is meant to be given. In case we think we can hold on to it for ourselves, no, your life is meant to be given away. Not to be locked up and secured and in control and everything's fine and dandy. Your life is meant to look like Jesus's, that you are to be given over for others. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. We see Jesus himself chosen, blessed, broken, and given for others. And it's the same words that we hear every time we're at Mass. And our lives should look no different. The Master has need of it. You have been chosen, you have been blessed, broken, and your life is meant to be given for others.